You've got attuned to KEXP. We are listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle and streaming online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. I am so excited to have Against Me live in studio today. Welcome.
Hi.
So glad to have you here. And Shapeshift with Me is the brand new album, and you're going to play songs from that. Why don't you take it away?
All right. Song's called 333. This song's called Crash.
Just keep it down.
live in the KEXP studios. It's Against Me playing at Showbox Soto tonight, a brand new album called Shapeshift with me, and absolutely loving it. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Can you tell our listening audience who these wonderful musicians are that are with you today?
My name's Laura. That's Inge on bass, James on guitar, and Adam on drums.
True story.
So great to have you here. And again, Shapeshift with me, the new album. And your last album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues, came out a couple years ago, and that was about a year and a half after you came out as transgender, and you covered a lot of what you were going through in that album. And this record seems to be about love and the experience of falling in love and looking for love. Can you talk a little bit about this one? And
yeah, I mean, you know, primarily this is a record written on the road and while traveling and while having adventures. And that was all just kind of in the spirit of that, you know. But we were like, you know, Transgender Dysphoria Blues came out in January of 2014. And we went on tour as of like New Year's Eve 2013. And we'd go out and do a tour and come back and have a song and go ahead and demo the song or record the song. And at the end of 2 years touring for that record, we had a new album ready to record. So we went ahead and did that. And I don't know. It's just really a chronicle of those 2 years, you know.
Was that a new thing for you, kind of when you were ready to make a new record, to have stuff already written?
I mean, every record experience is different, you know, and this one was for sure its own unique thing. It was definitely an easy record to make comparatively, you know.
Do you feel like, I mean, you have always seemed to speak to your fans and your listeners, and there's a lot of honesty in your music, and obviously you are being a lot more honest these days. Do you feel like you are now putting it out there 100%, not holding anything back? Or did you feel like, I'm going to say you felt like you were holding back.
Yeah, you know, in the past, I definitely felt like I was holding back. And on an artistic level, having like a block like that was really suffering and detrimental, you know, like, and just being able to be yourself and write what you feel and not have to like really mask that in metaphor or anything like that is really great. It's really liberating.
In writing your songs, I had heard that you recorded or wrote mostly by yourself in the past, and was so delighted to see that you worked with a Seattle musician, Cody Vodolato, on some of the music on this. Can you tell me about how that came to be and what that experience was like?
Yeah, you know, I've been a fan of Cody and a fan of Cody's bands forever. Against Me toured with the Blood Brothers, who Cody used to play with. We toured, that was 2004, right, James? And you know, ever since then, we've just kept in touch and always kind of, you know, had those conversations like, oh, wouldn't it be awesome if we collaborated on something? We should really do something together. But, you know, it always seemed like kind of those conversations you have or nothing really materializes from it. But when we were writing this record, Cody sent me a couple like loose demos that he had been working on and asked if I could do anything with them. And I was like, I could totally make songs out of these. So it happened. It happened for two songs on this record. And it was just a really cool experience. I love Cody and all of the Vodolatos dearly.
So. There are so many talented Vodolatos. We're lucky to have them here in Seattle.
Very much so.
We're so happy to have you here in Seattle today. And you seem like maybe you're just always busy, but the last couple of years you're just touring, writing, recording, releasing music. And I know you have the Noisy Column. I don't know if that's still active. And you were producing a couple of records for some bands, and then you have a memoir coming out next month. Uh-huh. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Thank you for putting it that way. I've done a couple interviews lately where they're like, okay, so you've got a new record and a book, and what else are you up to? And it's like, what do you want from me? But I have a memoir coming out in November. It's being put out by Hachette, and it's called Tranny, Confessions of Punk Rock's Most Infamous Anarchist Sellout. And basically, I've just, you know, kept journals ever since we started touring and went back. It took about 4 years to go through and shape that into an actual book. But I did, and it's coming out soon.
Are you going to go on tour for that? Because you're busy touring with the new record.
Yeah, that's right after this tour. The book comes out November 15th. So the book tour starts November 13th or 14th, I think. And then I'm out for all of November doing that. And then the band goes to Europe in December. And then in the new year, we're going on tour with Green Day in March. And we have stuff we're working on after that, too.
Busy, busy. And in between that, you're a parent as well.
Yes. No rest for the wicked.
Life is full.
It's true.
Again, we are so happy to have Against Me live in studio today. You're listening to KEXP. Tonight they play at the Showbox and a wonderful new album called Shapeshift with me. What do we got next?
This song's called Delicate, Petite, and Other Things. I'll never be. And I got to change my guitar real quick.
All right. Once again, playing tonight at Showbox Sodo, and we are so happy to have them in studio today. Against Me, live on KEXP from the album Shapeshift with me. Tonight playing at Showbox Sodo here in Seattle. And tomorrow night they'll be down in Portland, Oregon at the Roseland Theater. And happy they've got time for one more song.
Thank you for stalling.
That is a very impressive gymnastics there between those guitars.
Should see it live and in concert. All right. This song's called Suicide Bomber. Thank you all again for having us very much.
That sounds so great.
Thank you.
You all sound really wonderful together tonight playing at Showbox Soto, and love the new album.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming by Against Me live on KEXP Seattle.